You mentioned the possibility of non-indefinite treatment or fixed duration treatment of venetoclax. What are some of the thoughts in terms of duration? Are you thinking about a fixed duration or based on MRD, or how do you think it would be approached?
So we've had a lot of discussion about that. There's a lot of work going on in our group at MD Anderson with regard to that. We've talked about both scenarios, fixed duration, as well as endpoint-based treatment like MRD-negative complete remission. I think probably what we'll see for the sake of simplicity is fixed duration, and we will generate data based on the fixed duration, and hopefully we'll be able to optimize that fixed duration with some data. We don't yet have any data available, but I think what you'll see initially is fixed duration clinical trials and then data that supports, like I said, optimizing the fixed duration.
And any guesses of what that duration might be?
In the frontline trials, it's about a year of venetoclax in combination. Our clinical trial with ibrutinib venetoclax, it allows for up to 2 years of combination treatment. But we're collecting data in terms of response at every three-month intervals. We're collecting data in terms of bone marrow evaluations for minimal residual disease. So I think our approach right now, it's empiric, and we're saying 2 years, but it will be data-driven once we get some data from the trials that we have.
Is there any discussion about fixed-duration ibrutinib, or people just accept the fact that that just can't happen?
I think people are resigned to the fact that that's probably not going to happen because there's too much disease at 1 year that's persistent. Now, we do see, as patients stay on ibrutinib, marked improvements in responses over years. So we have patients now 4 years on treatment with ibrutinib as their first treatment, and they hadn't achieved a complete remission for the first couple years. We're seeing complete responses, and we've seen a few minimal residual disease-free complete responses in patients who've been maintained on drug for 4 or more years. So the fixed duration for ibrutinib is going to be an extended period if we're talking about a fixed duration, because it's slower, patients have a slower time to best response with ibrutinib.
Although who knows what happens when you start using combinations. And, you know, thinking about your comment about the issue of cost, when people bring that up with some of these oral agents, one of the things I think about, and I think it's probably more relevant with venetoclax, is, I mean, if you end up taking it for a year, that obviously affects the cost.
Sure.